Okay, I'm gonna listen. Okay, so today is the last shiur in Basar B'Cholov before Pesach, Siyata D'Shmaya, and then we'll be continuing Siyata D'Shmaya after Pesach that Monday, as a shiur. Right, Pesach, Yisruchag is Wednesday, so we're not going to have shiur Wednesday. The following Monday, Be'ez Hashem, we'll continue. Okay. So there is a sugya in the Poskim about a tipas cholov shenafla lakidera. In other words, till now we're talking about when the milk falls on the piece of meat. And we discussed where the piece of meat was, in the rotev, out of the rotev. Here we're talking about where the milk fell on the pot, say the pot's on the fire, cooking meat. And then they got a splatter of some milk on the outside of the pot. So what is the halachic status of that? How do you deal with that? How does it affect the meat? Do we say that it asks the pot, asks the meat? What's the story? Okay. So to understand this, we have to go to Parshas Tzav, where the Torah speaks the following. Kli cheres asher tevushal bo yishover. Right? If you have a klicheres, so klicheres you can't kasher, right? So, say you cooked korban in the klicheres. So the belia becomes noser, right? Just like the piece of meat becomes noser after the zman. So the klicheres, so the belia inside, the Gemara says, belia nivlas bo nas is noser. So you have to do is break the kli, because you can't use it, you throw it away, because it became no sar. And but if kli nechoshes, if it's a kli made out of metal, mushallah, you cook the korban, you know, here you cook the korban in the kli. So if you cook a korban in the kli, so it's going to become, just like the be'en becomes nosa, so the tam becomes nosa. But if it's a kli matchas, so you can kasher it. So in kli chosher bushala u'morak v'shutof b'moin. So all you have to do is do hagala, and then it'll be okay. And then you could use it afterwards. But kli cheres, not. The question I think some ask is, why doesn't it, when it becomes nosar, why do you have to destroy it? Why don't you just say it'll become nosin tam of gam after 24 hours? And this is the Torah speaking. So that's a question that I've heard asked. But so apparently maybe you don't say it by korbanos or something. Maybe, I don't know, maybe that's the teretz that was given, I'm not sure, but it's not a question to think about. Well, what's behind this pasuk in Chumash? If Kli Nechoshes is a Chertavush of Yishover, so, okay, but that's not our concern for this year. So then the Gemara says like this, on Tzadi Vav on the base, on page 2. Ba Minei. Mishel b'miktsas kli ton mariku shtifa o ein ton. Whereas, what if you only use part of the kli to cook? So does that? So do you have to kasher the whole kli or just the part that you used? So the Gemara says amale ein ton. It doesn't need hagol on the rest of the kli, only the part of the kli that you used. Midid hava azah. Just like if the dam of kochim fell out on a beged, so you have to clean the beged. You have to you need kibus of the beged when the kochim falls on the beged. But it's only the place that the dam fell on. Only the place that the dam fell on. Right? Doesn't have to do the whole beged. So it's over here. If kochim was on part of the kli, you only have to put that part of the kli in the hot water, not the whole kli. So I'm stop a kibegim. I'm begging tom kibus al mokam hadam. Af kli in a tom kibriku shtifel al mokam bishul. So the Gemara says, no. It's not a good comparison. Amalei midomi dam lo mefapeya, bishul mefapeya. The dam doesn't spread. When dam falls on the beged, it just sits in that one place. So then you only have to do kibus in that one place. But when you have a hot kochim that you did bishul, so even though you did only bishul in one part of the kli, but the dam, the heat spreads. So memela, it's mefapeya, so therefore you have to kasher the whole kli. So dam is ein mefapeya, and this is mefapeya. So based on this, the smag on page 3, said the gersin in bezvachim. Dam lo mefapeya bishul mefapeya. Klomar, mispashit b'chol akli. Kosud mori, mikan noeg rebi, shim nofla tipas cholov, al gaba shol kedeira rosacha. So based on this halacha, this gemara, the gemara wants, which is talking about kochim, the gemara wants, the smag wants to learn how to din for all kashras. That if, a tipas cholov, you have a fleishik kedeira, you're cooking meat in it, and the tipas cholov falls on the kedeira, so he says that it goes around the whole, it spreads around the whole kedeira. If I pay a b'chol cheres shel kedeira, the chaticha asma nasas nevela, uv'chul kedeira misharinim, shach. Cholov mispasher b'cholok deir, v'ilu mokom lizbatel b'shishim. He says that in other words, the kedera presumably was used. It's being used now. It's used for 24 hours for meat. So there's a tam meat in the whole kedera. And now the tipas cholov falls on the kedera, it spreads around the whole kedera. So the whole kedera now, the bli in the kedera, is the chefza shel basar b'cholov. And memela, it's not going to. Now, why isn't it batel b'shishim? Is that what you
mean? Is this talking about a case where the basar is in the pot currently, or just that?
Yeah, the basar is in the pot. The basar is in the pot currently. Plus in the
pot. Not like a place of pot that you're cooking, it's not something else in
pot. Right. We'll see. It's you're cooking fleishik in the fleishik pot. So mela, the tipa is gonna spread around the whole thing. Tipa is gonna spread around the whole thing. And mela, and the whole thing is gonna become the vela. So then, you're probably not going to have shishim in the pot connected to the kli. The whole kli is chefza shel iser, so that then is going to go into the food. And there's not going to be shishim in the food connected to vatel, the whole kedera, because it's just the metzias. So in mela, everything's going to become asa. See, if you just had to be mevatel the tipa, so then there's enough to mevatel the tipa. But now it's not a question just to mevatel the tipa. You have the tipa now spreads throughout the whole kedera, which has basar in it. So it infiltrates all the basar that's nivla in the kedera, and then that basar b'cholov is going to go into the food, in the basar in the kedera, and there's not going to be shishim, just the metzias. There's not going to be shishim in the meat keneged the whole kedera, and mamela it's going to asur all the food.
Why wouldn't we say this in a normal case where the tifus chol falls into the kedera? But not where it falls onto the kedera.
On the side of the kedera.
Right. So what about if like a regular tefillah falls into the kedera? Would it possibly be cooked there? We say it could be mishar b'shishim.
Of course.
So wouldn't it be
right?
Right.
So the Bach asks you a question. Page 9. Top line. Further up than where I put the arrow. Top line. Nira to the Svar Kamaisa Kol Hakdeir Nesra. Vicha Nesra Hatavshil Shabbat. Fatam the dafka b'chad. This is your question. Fatam the dafka b'chatiches boser. Teish lo tam me'atzma inu nesel kein tis le tam shalis. Avu b'gedere dein lo tam migufa. Filoch dus ba'ala isur mashu nasis gedere kula nevela. Tzarek shishim pikol agedere. In other words, he's saying that when it comes to a piece of meat and then milk falls on it, so it's going to be bottled b'shishim because the idea of shishim is that the piece of meat has its own top. So in order that the new thing that's falling on it will infiltrate that piece of meat, you need that there's less than shishim. The shishim won't be able to infiltrate. But if it falls on the kedera, so the kedera doesn't really have its own top. It only has, it has the bliya from previous, but it's not, a mamashus. If you have a mamashus, you want to infiltrate a mamashus, then it can only work if there's no shishim. If there's shishim, then it's not going to infiltrate the mamashus. But if you're trying to infiltrate a non-mamashus, you're trying to infiltrate a kedera, which all has blia, which is, blia is a shvach thing. It's not you never ate a blia for dinner. But a piece of meat you eat for dinner, so that's a mamashus. You don't need bliya. You don't need a bliya for dinner, right? So this is a shvach hazach. So b'meila, it's easy to infiltrate. So even though technically there's going to be more than shishim from the bliya, but more than shishim from the bliya is not going to stop the milk from being affecting the bliya in the pot.
So
it
comes out with more chomer for bliya than
the right. That's how the smog comes. This is just the shitas hasmog. Yeah, so look inside in the tour. Now we have page 9 in front of us. Tipas kolov shenofel al kedei sheis aleis mibachutz afilim yish betavshil shebekdei shishim kenegda einu yochel levatla. Even though this shishim in the pot can negate the tipa, it's not going to be mevatel it. You can't a tipa osera sagdeira kol svivo seha. The tipa is going to answer the whole kedera, the whole mamushus of the kedera, the nesar hatavshil shabbat, and the tavshil then, and then it's going to answer the tavshil inside. Right, so that's the sheet of the smog. The second sheet is the Marami Rutenberg. Look in the tour at the bottom line on page 9. Because of Harav Ramenami Rutenberg, Shim Yesh, Betavshil Shishim, Pa'omim Shishim, Kineged Hatipa, Mutter. Shatipa Einan Oseres Elad Shishim Kinegda. So he says, like you, Ari, that, no, you have the regular din of shishim. regular din of shishim. So, but the tipa is not going to necessarily mispashet keneged the whole kedera. So it's only going to go until shishim. So it's going to aser, you know, the first up to shishim. It's going to aser up to shishim, because up to shishim it's not going to be batal. So it'll aser up to, in other words, it's going to travel, but you have to be choshish that maybe it didn't travel shishim, it only traveled less than shishim. So memela is only going to be. So it's not going to be batal. Right? So in other words, if it would have gone to the shishim, the odd line, then it's already batal. But if it didn't get up to shishim, so then it's going to, in other words, so now you only have 59, say, so then it's going to, 59 to the tipa, 59 to 1, so it's not going to be batal.
So he argues on the smog?
Yeah, he argues on the smog. And the mela, so now you're going to ask that amount, and then you need shishim. If you want the food inside to be mutter, you need shishim keneged that shishim.
So
he's saying
it's not mishpashe.
It's not mishpashe. In other words, the smag says it's mishpashe b'chol akli, and it doesn't become bottle. And he says no, it's only mishpashe, or you have to be choshesh at least that it's not mishpashe b'kulo. It's only, and it wasn't even mishpashe b'shishim. So it was mishpashe, and then there wasn't shishim. So then it asked the 59, say. So then you would need whatever it was. It asid, you'd need 60 times that amount in the food in the kedera.
Right, 60 times the bliya.
What?
You need 60 times the bliya.
60 times the bliya.
Right. So like, there's two din of shishim. The first din within the
kedera. Right, but we're not eating the kedera, so then we know what became asid in the kedera. But then whatever came asid in the kedera now is going to go into the food. So that's the Marami Rittenberg. One second. That's the Marami Rittenberg. And the third shita is the smak. Yeah.
Could you just clarify, say, the two shishim that are going on?
There's the shishim in the pot, and then the shishim, then the. So you need shishim. In other words, you have to assume that you didn't have shishim in the pot. It traveled enough. So if it spread till shishim, then it's already batal. But if it's spread and it didn't go all the shishim, in other words, the whole pot is full of meat inside, ham of basar. So if it goes 60 yards, so right, so then it's already the chalav is batal. But if it didn't get the shishim, so then it's only like 59 towards the tipa. The tipa is one unit. Whatever the tipa is, that's one unit. So then it went. Did it go 60? Did it travel 60 to connect the tipa? So we have to, the chumra, assume that maybe it didn't. And therefore, you didn't have 60 connected one. Maybe so you have, 59 connected one. But you didn't have, so mainly you acid, that whole thing, the tipa plus the 15, plus the 59. Say you have 59 0.9 plus one tipa. So what asks is 61.9. What's the greatest chisaron is that if it went further but never went to the 60. So say it went 59.9. So now 59.9 meat became us, and plus the chalav. A tip of chalav is another unit. So it's 60.9. So you need 60.9 times 60. Because that 60.9, because if you would have gone up to 60, it would have been batal. And then the whole thing would be gone. But you have to be choshish l'chumra that maybe it didn't go the whole 60. Maybe it only went, 59.9. And it didn't go the whole 60. So now, therefore, this chalav now acid 59 times 9 plus the tipa, so it acid 60.9. So in order for the food inside to be mutter, you can have 60 times the 60.9. What? Should I say it again?
Let me say it again. What's the first function?
Right. In other words, the smag sheet is, let's start from the beginning. Smag holes, it goes through the whole thing. It goes through the whole kedera. And it asks the whole kedera. The shishim. There's no din shishim. That's the bach. Because shishim is only when you have a mamashas keneged a tipa. But if you only have bliya keneged, shishim is not going to be good enough. So it'll ask for the whole thing. So the smag says the whole pot became asr. So the whole bli in the pot is asr. And then...
The smag and the pot. Both.
Right. Well, the smag is explaining the smag.
Yeah.
Right. That's the sheet of the... Of what? Of the smag. Then the Maram Rutenberg says no. Maram Rutenberg says it goes, we have to be choshish l'chumra, that it went up to the point that it's not batal b'shishim. So if it itself was one unit, so it would have traveled 60 times its volume of itself, of the tipa, then it would be batal, like regular din batal. But if it, what's the most chumra? That it just went far, 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 and it stops short of the shishim. So Mamela, it's going to answer up to 59.9.
What would be the head that would be the back of the plea of this? It would be the kadir? Would be the kadir itself?
No.
The
tambosin. Right. So if, but we have to be choshish that it spread, but it never spread up till 60. So it just missed 60. So therefore, it asked, how much did it ask? 59.9, and plus the volume of the tipa. So it asked 60.9 units, became asr. The chalav and the basar became asr. But you just missed the bittel. Okay? Now that's asr in the kedera. Now that time, when you cook it, it's going to come inside the pot. And now you have 60.9, like 61 units of Isser. Or 60.9. And therefore, now it's going to go in the food in the pot. And the food in the pot, to be kosher, has to have 60 times that amount that became Isser in the pot. The time in the pot became usr 59.9 plus 1, 60.9. And now, it's going to come into the pot. So the basar b'chalav of 60.9 units is coming into your pot of kosher meat. So in order for the kosher meat to remain kosher, you need 60 times that 60.9 tam that became usr in the tam. And if you don't have that, the whole thing becomes asr. So it's more kal than the smag, because according to the smag, not only 60.9 became usur, but the whole b'liyas hapat, so the whole thickness of the pot, which is inundated with tam basar, is all usur. So then you need 60 times the whole kedera.
Then that's impossible.
And that's you're probably not going to have. Whereas the Maram Rutenberg says you have. Yeah, Rutenberg says you have. You have to be choshish l'chumer. In other words, he never assumed, like what the smog said and what the Bach said, that's such a big chumer. That much he never assumed. He assumed that, like you said, Ari, he thought like you, that it's going to be a regular din shishim. He never understood that there's a concept of not having shishim. Okay. Okay, so that's the second shita. The third.
If it's an industrial size pot, if it's clear, then it's 60. If it's an industrial size.
So therefore what?
So then you can tell that it's 60. If you always have to be pushing.
Well, whose shita are you talking about? Yeah, you always have to be choshish that it's going to go 59.9. So then if you have a lot of food there, you might be able to have 60 times the 60.9. Because it's 59.9 plus the tipa. So it's 60.9. Then the third sheet is the smak. That's on page 5. And he says a new idea. He says it depends. Till now we didn't talk about where on the kli did it fall. So he says it depends. You know, the kli, say you have a big kli. So the rotev doesn't, so it's not completely full, the kli. Say it's 3/4 full. So 3/4 you have sauce and meat and everything. And then the top quarter, it's empty. There's nothing there. So he says like this, that if it falls keneged the rotev, that tipa, then we just assume the tipa goes straight into the food. From the kli into the food, and then it'll be bottled if it's just a tipa. So then it'll be bottled b'shish. But if it falls on top, keneged the part that you don't have the rotev, so then we're choshesh l'chumra, like what the Maram Rutenberg says, that it's spread up till shishim. Mm-hmm. And Mamela, and then, so let's see. Ketipas cholov shenofla al dofen shal kli misafkla perkadam chata si mefapeh b'chol ha-kli ilo. We're not sure. So hilkach shenofla kenegra rote v'yesh rojev shishim and atipa mutter. Because, in other words, if it falls keneged harotev, so then it's either going to go straight in, or it's going to mispashe, the other possibility that I didn't say before, it's going to mispashe around the whole kli, and then it's going to just be mutter, because it's going to be bottle. But if it goes keneged rotev, then the pipua is going to be a strong pipua. It's going to, so then, for sure, it won't stop short of shishim. It'll go and it'll be bottom. So if it falls on the bottom where the rotev is, then Mamanavshak is going to be mutter. Because the rotev will either suck it in, suck that tipa into the meat, and it'll be bottled b'shishim, which is all the tipa. Or the tipa will spread all around the kli, and it'll also be bottled b'shishim in the dofen akdera. That's if it falls on the bottom. But if it falls keneged harekan, means it falls on the top of the kli, or the top of the side of the kli, where there's no food there, because the food, say, only went 3/4 the way up. So then, you have a problem. Then, Aval nafla k'neged harekam shemem mefapeya bedofen akdeira tzomach lerotiv kol kach she'in shishim en atipa v'nase also mixas menakli nevela. So then you have to be choshish that it was spread, but it fell short of shishim. It was, if it was spread up to shishim, then the tipa would have been batal. But it fell a little less than shishim. It went 59.9. So then it's gonna aser. 59.9 is going to become aser. And then if you're going to pour, so that part of the kli became aser, so then you're going to pour the rest of the food out, it's going to go over that part. Yara harotiv in a kli, yelach harotiv al osu mixas kli, v'yasrenu. It's going to aser the stuff that went over. L'fichach im yad hi nichal etztanen shaloh higbiya harotiv klal mei shenaflat shenistan l'gamri mutar. O ba'ot shehu roseach. So what you could do is wait till it cools down. Or punch a hole in the bottom. So it won't go on that part of the kli. Because if it goes to that part of the kli, that part of the kli asses up till 59.9 plus 1, 60.9. And then when you pour it, you're not going to have shishim keneged that, because everything that's going around on that tipa that was nivla nigdera, you don't have the shear to mevatel. So really, it's going to become usher. So what you could do is just wait till it cools down, and then it's not going to aser the food. Or if you're in a rush, just poke a hole in the bottom, and you know, the food will come out from the bottom. So that's, take a look at the tour. That's the third shita. So again, the smag shita is that it goes around the whole kli and asers the whole kli, and there's no din of bitul b'shishim. And the Bach explains, because bitul b'shishim is only by a be'en. Here it's tam, so tam was not going to be mevatel. So it's mefapeh b'kulo. It asers the whole kli, and therefore then that whole kli then will aser the food inside. And most probably you don't have shishim keneged the whole kli, so it's going to be aser. That's a smak. The smak says no. It asers up to. We choshesh that we don't say it's mefapeh the whole kli. It's only mefapeh up to shishim. But we're choshish that it stopped right short of shishim. So it asked 59.9 plus itself, the tipa itself, so 60.9. So, and then that time will go into the meat. So then you need 60 times 60.9 to make it batel. That's the Maram Rutenberg. And the smak says it depends where it fell. If it fell keneged harotev, then manushach will be mutter. Either it's going to go inside and the tipa will be batel b'shishim, because it's only a tipa, or it'll be fapeya b'kulo, and therefore it'll be batel in the dofne akli, assuming there is a din bitel b'shishim b'dofne akli, not like the smag. And but if it goes keneged harekon, so then you have a problem. So then you have to be choshish that it went up to 59.9 and it acid. And then if you're gonna pour the stuff out, so then it'll aser the food, because if you don't have 60 times 60.9. So that's what he says. Sefer HaMitzvot. That's the fourth line here on page 10. That's the smak. Sefer HaMitzvot Kosov. Shim nafla keneged hatavshil ein tzarech el shishim keneged hatipa shel mefapas lefnim. So if it's shishim keneged atavshil, you're okay. Because then you only need shishim keneged the tipa, which you probably have. Avlakil nafel batavshil. If you're nafel, b'mokon harekon, v'im mefafaz b'dofen adofen, at somuch l'rotev, kol kach she'en shishim keneged hatipa, v'neser oso mokom shel... hakdeira, v'im yor atavshil, derech mokom hakdeira, she'neser... Yasser hatavshil. So what do you do? Zach takanoso. She enichenu kach. So just wait. Wait till everything cools down. Right? And therefore you won't pour it all over the Isser. V'lo yigaba ad shetitznanen. Or poke a hole. However, Kvar Nogu Yisrael, the Rishonu quote this minhag, Lesok Shenofelos Aladofen Shelo Keneged Arotev, that we aser. Minhag Yisrael is to aser within the Smach Shita. Why are you asering? Why don't you just say wait till it cools down? And then it'll be okay. So the minhag Yisrael to us is, was we're afraid that while it's still hot, even though you're not pouring out, like the steam of the, like the zeya of the, from the food is going to go into the dofen hakli and bring it down. So you can't, nothing to wait for. It's already going to be acid by the, by the steam in the pot, and the mela, if you don't have, and most you won't necessarily probably have shishim keneged 60.9, you know, so the, and it already it's too late. It's already too late. In other words, you want to cool down. In other words, the minhag Yisrael is to be more machmir to assume that whatever was Nesar in the Kedera, Shalom Keneged Ha-Ochel, Keneged Ha-Rekon, is already Nivla by the heat, by the steam, into the food as well. So technically, if you have 60 times 60.9, it'll be okay, but most probably you won't. And therefore it'll all be awesome. So that's, so take a look in Shulchan Aruch. And then the poskim talk about if the tipa was neged the eish, where, in other words, the fire was right there where the tipa fell, was right underneath, so maybe that'll just eat up the tipa. It'll, you know, dry up the tipa before it does any harm. So that's another, okay, but let's see how it says in Shulchan Aruch. So those are the three shitas, the Smag, the Maram Rutenberg, and the Smak. Here, take a look. The Isavit Heter on page 8 brings the minhag. He says, well, it's not exactly there. In other words, he said, "Miu." Well, take a look, on page 8. Miu im nafal hatipa b'dofen akdeir shelo keneged arotav shelo keneged aish b'zeh nagu ha'olam lesor hatavshil afilu mi'shishim b'tavshil neged hatipa me'acha shenafal neged harekan advada mefapeya rak b'dofnei hakdeir levada. So it's not going to go inside. It's only going to be b'dofen akdeir. The chayshinan, this is the key line. Shema ola achakach pam achas resichas hagdera. The bubbles, it doesn't the zeya, but the bubbles, it's bubbling up. So that went up and went keneged that part of the kedera that got the glias iser, and then it took it down. The nagel also mixes dovin hagdera shenesra. Somehow there's contact that's going to be made, and therefore, he doesn't use say a bit of bubble or some type of contact. So even though he's saying you're going to wait until it cool it down, it's still not good enough because we have to be choshish that already there was a connection made between that part and the other part. So that's what the Torah says. That's what the Isim Heter on page 11. Third line, Kvar Nogu Ha'olam Le'esok Shenofel Asal Adofen Shelo Keneged HaRotev Davke Shenofel Bosu Tzad She'enu Keneged HaEish Aval Nofel Keneged HaEish Mutar She'eish Sorfum V'yapshol. provided it's a little teepa. If it's a big teepa, then it's not going to help. It's not going to be any. However, Rabbeinu Yechiel, this thing Rav Zalman Chemion, his Smicha Bechin, has always asked this question. What's the kula, special kula of Erev Shabbos? The kula of Erev Shabbos is Hayamatira B'Shas HaTchak, on Erev Shabbos. Afil Shalom Keneged HaReka, HaRotev. Afil Shalom Keneged Eishol Dei Shishim. Because Rabbeinu Yechiel is Mekel, that in the case where it falls, the Tipa falls Shalom Keneged HaRotev, so normally we'd say, okay, the Mikra Din, you should just wait till it cools off. Then there's the Minig Yisrael Ta'aser, because we assume that it bubbled up and it touched that part of the Kedera, and then it asks. But Rabbeinu Yechiel says, on Erev Shabbos, when you have Erev Shabbos, you already cooked for Shabbos, what are you going to do? You know, you have your guests, and so there you can be Mekel. We'll have to see how far, what is the kula of Erev Shabbos? How far does it go, the kula of Erev Shabbos? Rabbeinu Yechiel was Mekel in the case of Shalom Keneged HaReikon on Erev Shabbos. And that's all brought in Shulchan Aruch, page 12. It says, Tipus Cholov Shem Nafal Al Kedera, Sheitzel Eitz Mibachut, in Nafal Keneged HaTavshel, and Tzarech El Shishim Keneged HaTipa, Shem Mifarpas Lufnim, Havikilu Nafal B'Tavshel. So he says, if it fell, Keneged HaRotev, then okay. If you Nafal B'Mokam HaReikon, so if you're gonna pour it out, it's gonna ask. Is that takanoso? So what do you do? And then the Ramos says Dafki Magdera Yeshana. Yeshana means that it was used within 24 hours for meat. So it has a bliya inside to speak about asrin. Because if you just have a new chadasha means that it wasn't used. In other words, if it was used yesterday, but it wasn't used today, that's a chadasha. Because chadasha means there's no tam of basar in it, either because you never used it before, or because you didn't use it within 24 hours. So that's chadasha. It was used yesterday, it's chadasha. Yishana means that it was used earlier today. So it's misleading. So if it's chadasha, there's nothing to make it nevela. So then you don't need shishim. You only need shishim connected to tipa, which but there's no nasas nevela on the blias habasa. And then he says nagul ha'olam lesser shenafla ladofen shelo connected harotif. To aser, not to say you can just wait. That's Nogu Oilum. That's the Yisrvahetta that we saw. That's the Nogu Oilum. So the Shach in Chavdal, it says, Umari, the Trumas Hadeshin, they are Achron, the Godol, Bedoro, V'izin, the Chikir, Kolam, and Hogim. Kosov, the Nogim, Lahatir, Al Deitzinen. He says, Trumas Hadeshin says, Matir Al Tzinen. He was a Bucky in all, and Hogim, So I don't know what you're talking about. There's this minhag, he holds there's no such minhag, and he was a bucky in Minhagim.
What does letting it cool off and do?
No, because the only thing that got affected was the kedera itself. Right?
Well, if you're cooking it, didn't it go into the tafshel afterwards?
No, why did it go into the tafshel? It went into the kedera. It was mefapeya in the kedera. Again, it was a tipa shanofa on the Kederi Mibachutz. So if it's fell in the bottom, Keneged the Rota, then it might go in. But on top, it just goes in the Kederi. So we're afraid when you're going to pour it out, then it's going to go over the Mokom Issa. But if you wait and cool down, so then in the Hanami, it became Aser, but it's not going to affect my food, because by the time my food traversed over that part, it's already cold, so there's no blia exchange. So wait till it. So the chiddush of the minhag ha'olam is no, is it, because even if you wait till cool down, just because you didn't pour it out, but maybe the bubbled up and then it touched that and then came back down. Right. Even if you wait, waiting is not going to help because it already got messed up.
In the Shita Tzma.
Yeah, that's how the Shita that the Shulchan Aruch quotes.
Okay.
And then the Shulchan Aruch, page 15, he says, Yesh Misha Matir B'Shas Hadchak. You can go on Be'erev Shabbos, Afil Shalok Kenegar Arotiv. Afil Shalok Kenegar Eish Olidei Shishat. Tochinor. So he says that that's the this of Hetzer that we saw. Those Torah quotes this minute. And Erev Shabbos, Afil Shalok Kenegar Harotev is us. Is Mutter. So there is a machlokes about what exactly the. And he, Badoni Usher, on page 19, he says it over very nicely. Vachlokes Shach and Taz, and he ties it in. What's the kula of Erev Shabbos? So if you take a look, in the, it's easier to read here on page 19 on the bottom. You'll see, Hashach Tzivkot La Mikosov, the Erev Shabbos from the Mekilin, Gam Shaloka Neged Harotev Bishishim, Yaniach Ad Sheitztani. So the kula of Erev Shabbos, those Erev Shabbos also means that there was normally we said you could wait till it cools down, and then the minhag is that with choshish that it bubbled up. So in Erev Shabbos you don't have to be choshish, but you still have to wait for it to cool down. You still have to wait till it cool down because we're still choshish that it acid, you know, up to 60.9, and then you, but the food wasn't affected in the pot. Because this idea that you have to choshish it bubbled up, that's only chashash ba'alma, which we are choshish for. The minig is to be choshish for it. But on Erev Shabbos, you don't have to be choshish, but on Erev Shabbos, you still have to wait till it cools down. But the Taz says a different word. That the Taz says that the kula of Erev Shabbos is that we don't say Hanan b'balua, meaning that Erev Shabbos, in other words, we only assume the smart that the tipas chol of the fell shelo keneged ha kedera asid up to shishim, and now you need shishim keneged and shishim times the shishim. But on Erev Shabbos we can assume that you don't say Hanan b'balua. So therefore, the only thing I need to make sure that's bottle is that tipa. So therefore, at Erev Shabbos, if you're a rush, you can pour the food right over it, because at Erev Shabbos we'll assume that the tipa that fell onto the kedera asses, but you don't say Hanan. So therefore, the gabi, the food inside the kedera, you only need shishim kedeged the tipa. You don't need shishim kedeged the shishim. And therefore, the Taz's kula on Erev Shabbos is that that you don't even have to wait. Because, in other words, the Shach is not makel on the Hanan b'balua. He's only makel on the Hashash of it's going to bubble up. And the Taz is makel even on the balua. Whereas he's makel that you don't have to worry that this. In other words, the regular iser is this of the smak is this Hanan, right, in the balua, and then he says, so just wait till it cools down and you'll be okay. So the middle olam is to say, no, it's too late. When it cools down, it already became usher from before because it already made mago with the mokam ha'issa. So on Erev Shabbos, we're makel. So to what degree are we makel? So the Shach says we're makel that you just have to wait, and you don't have to assume that it got ruined already, that it's too late to wait. And the Taz disagrees. And the Taz says that that we can even be makel that you don't say Chanan b'Valua. And he says, also the Shitasayu, the Madonna Yosha says, the Taz is the Shitaso, that says the Tasham Kos of Dain Rai, Mitipas Chol Shadofal of the Deira, Tabin Chanan b'Valua. The Gamsham Yeshetter, Gemosha Kosov, that we don't necessarily say Chanan b'Valua, Mikar Adin. And the Shach, was more strict in the din of Chanan b'Valua. So that's a real din. So you can't be Mekel in Erev Shabbos.
But doesn't the Shach say
that
you could only be Mekel Chalakulov? So why is it not finished by Erev Shabbos?
Well, I mean, the Shach is saying, right, the Shach quotes that there was that the Truma Sedeshin didn't hold from the Minna.
Right, but that's always that's
right, right. But he's not necessarily right. And okay, so that's how everything fits in here. And again, the Kenegad Ha'esh. The final column. Quotes this machlokas as well on page 21, Kuf Memalef. He says, "El Kuf Lamechetz Kasam Shesh Lo Hamtina Chi Ekstanin Zulas Im Koshel Lo Hamtana." Here, because of feeling maspik lo lechamu in a tzorah hamtina chi ekstanin, they know kufot Shabbos lechol machol shen ischamu machet shekran ekstanin. But you don't want it to cool down. Serve Shabbos. You want to serve hot stuff. Kol hech shemar atavshil shodai cham yishlo rosom. Minatzad shekineged mokum nefilas hatipa. Report from the other side, etc. But that's the machlokas achronim. What was the heter on Erev Shabbos? So that's what the Madani Yosher says. That might be indicative of the Shitasa. What they held normally is. How strict is this din of Chanan b'Valua, or is this, you know, to what degree? And so that's what he says. That's it's the shitaso of what they normally hold of Chanan b'Valua. Yeah, and Rabbi, you said your vort is in the Madani Osher in the brackets. You're mechavin to the brackets of the Madani Osher. Okay, look, page 20. You see the second line. Bim Kain, Lefi Das Amari, Shehevi Hashach, Besipkan Chavdal, Lo Nogu Lachmir Klal, Shem Also Sichas Atavshel, Ein Shum Nafkamina Ben Erev Shabbos Neshayom. Rav Shekivanta to Madani Osher. You know who he is, Madani Osher? Who went in the Tivarye? Rav Yaakov Katz. Do you know Rav Yaakov Katz? So his son-in-law. His son-in-law, Rav Yaakov Katz, in the Tivarye, Madani Osher. I visit him every once in a while. He goes to Israel. Rav Yaakov Katz. I once stayed in his apartment. He stayed there for Shabbos myself and my family. I didn't stay in the Nazir's room. That they didn't put us in the Nozer's room. He stayed in Rav Yaakov Katz's theory.
Wait, was he really a Nozer?
Yeah.
So then how did he get Kinnus?
Okay, so you gotta learn the Sugyas in Daftalad. He was a real Nozer. Nozer of Yerushalayim, Rav David Cohen. A lot of people love the name of David Cohen. It's a common name.
Psychologist.
Yeah, so... Rav Shlomo Gorin married the Nozer's daughter. And...
Was she also a Nozer?
So then he had a... And here Rav Gorin had a building right next to the Kotel. That's the building of the Tivaria. And Rav Bina left his old building, so he's the only person who can leave a building in the old city and get another building even closer to the Kotel. So his building is even closer to the Kotel. Baruch Hashem. Boys learning Torah. Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh. Okay, let me wish everyone a Chag Kosher Sameach. You know, it was a long winter's man, and the winter was a real winter. So we felt like we were in Europe, you know, in the old cold days of the winter. We had a real winter here in L'chol Hadeis, it was a winter. So it was good. It didn't stop us from learning and plugging away, you know, Baruch Hashem. So I would recommend, if you have time, to start, you know, doing Chazar of the new stuff that we did. How many packages did we do since the Bechina? The Bechina's over 14?
Four packages.
Four? So do that, because they're hefty stuff. These four are more than all the other 13. You know, these are the heavier stuff than all the other stuff. So I wish you all a Chag Kosher V'Sameach, and we should see each other healthy, reinvigorated, after Zman Chayruseinu, Pesach, and we should all be well, and have Simchas Yontif, and as Hashem, that the Monday after, not the Wednesday of Visruchad, but the following Monday, Bez Hashem will continue.